Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major economic announcement coming today from President Biden. He'll unveil a massive increase in tariffs on Chinese manufactured items that includes electric vehicles. Those tariffs will quadruple. An administration official says this is to protect U.S. investments. ABC's Perry Russom has more from Washington.
Electric sales have struggled in the U.S. Tesla produced 46,000 more cars last year than they were able to sell and is now renting parking lots for unsold cars. Other U.S. automakers like Ford have scaled back production, citing slow demand.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Ukraine. He said U.S. aid is on the way after the bipartisan package that passed Congress as Russia makes gains in its war. Michael Cohen continues testimony today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. And two people were killed in Louisiana in severe storms, including reported tornadoes. This is ABC News. It looks like the millions of Memorial Day drivers won't have to pay as much over the holiday break.
Heading into Memorial Day, for families who are hitting the road, there is some relief. For weeks now, gas prices have been inching down, and analysts say that should continue, mainly because of the softening economy and refineries are wrapping up maintenance and producing more gas. The Energy Department reports in the past week, regular unleaded came down another 4 cents to an average of $3.61 a gallon, except in California, where the average is $5.05 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Celebrations in Chicago after a baby who was so small when she was born, she was called a micro preemie, finally got to go home. Her mom, Nakia Haywood.
I just don't have the words, in all honesty. We're just super grateful that she's here, she's healthy, and she's doing amazing.
Little Nyla was just over 1 pound when she was born, and now 6 months later, she's weighing in at 10 pounds. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. High school baseball last night, River Valley was a winner over Richland Center, 6-0. Lancaster, 8, Southwestern, 5. Cuba City, 6-5 over Dodgeville. Viroqua, a winner against Black River Falls, 11-1 and 10-0. Aquinas beat Viroqua in the nightcap. Softball action last night, Dodgeville over Richland Center, 14-0 and 5. It was Boscobel, 5-0 over Southwestern. Fenimore, 17-0 over Darlington, and Fenimore with a win against Darlington in the nightcap, 13-1 in softball last night. Prairie du Chien over Platteville, 13-3. Wazika Steuben beat Seneca, 12-0. Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a home run and two doubles. Mitch Keller threw 6 shutout innings, and the Pirates defeated the Brewers 8-6. It was Milwaukee's Jake Bowers delivering his first career grand slam. The Brewers nearly came all the way back after trailing 7-2 in the 8th inning. In other action yesterday in the National League, the Cubs lost to Atlanta 2-0, Philadelphia 5-4 over the Mets, Colorado 5, San Diego 4, the Dodgers 6, San Francisco 4, Arizona 6-5 against Cincinnati. In the American League, Toronto 3 and Baltimore 2, Tampa Bay 5-3 over Boston, Houston 9, Oakland 2, Cleveland 7-0 over Texas, Seattle 6, and Kansas City 2. Interleague play, Washington Edmonton at Chicago's White Sox postponed. Detroit 6, Miami 5, St. Louis 10-5 over the Angels. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 109, Cleveland 102, Oklahoma City 100, Dallas 96. From the NHL playoffs, Carolina 4, the Rangers 1, Dallas beat Colorado by a final of 5-1.
HPV is a very commonly transmitted infection, and nearly everyone will have some strain of it during their lifetime. While these infections can be mild or asymptomatic, they are one of the primary causes of multiple cancers. Getting the HPV vaccine and scheduling regular screenings for cancers, such as breast cancer and cervical cancer, are the best ways to prevent HPV-related cancers and improve treatment outcomes. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Partly to mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy, a high of 66. East to northeast winds at 10 to 15. Mostly clear tonight and cool, a low of 42. Wednesday sunny to partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 71. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy and a low of 49. Thursday, scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 70. In Richland Center, after an early reading this morning of 59, we're down to our overnight low. It is 53 degrees. Good Tuesday morning from WRCO. This is Brian Kelly.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All this ain't. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. You like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer.
As you bid farewell to Wazika Steuben High School, remember that your potential is limitless. Dream big, work hard, and never stop pursuing your passions. Wishing you all the luck from Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Fuller's Milker Center, and Bubbling Springs Designs & Creations.
In the ashtray, half empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots, and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes I drive your truck. And Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave, but that flag and stone land where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes I drive your truck. Drive your truck. I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.
Lee Bryce on WRCO Radio with a great story song. It is 53 degrees. Coming up later on this morning, we'll give you another clue in the Pine Valley Community Village token hunt. That is coming up between 7 and 7:30 today. So stay tuned for that and regular features, trivia a little bit later on this morning right here on the big program. Looks like we're going to be getting more of our high school events in. At least today looks to be pretty good. Lots of track meets going on. It's conference track week, and then regionals and sectionals for track and field athletes will be next week. So that time has come, and we are right on it, getting toward the end of the season and the school year too. Cole Swindell on WRCO FM 100.9.
I got a song, I'm about to sing it. She left a note, so I started drinking. Bartender, pour anything you want on. Jack, Jim, key lime, apple pie. This is my getting over her till I'm passed out. Drink a bye-bye, my baby's long gone. Sadder than a steel in a country song. Raise your glasses to the rafters and help me sing along tonight. Tonight, drink a bye. Yeah, I don't know where she's at. Could be Kentucky, but all I know
shots. I might get lucky, come from two shots in with a 10 from Mississippi. Little drink Patron, get me going and sing along with me. Going Jack, Jim, Key, Lime, Apple Pie. This is my getting over her till I'm passed out. Drink a pie. Drink a bye.
Cole Swindell on WRCO Radio, 53 degrees here at WRCO Studios today. Reminding you, an American Red Cross blood drive will be held at the Richland Center Community Center tomorrow from 11 until 5:30. To book a time give, you can visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Tibbsack Auction Realty, here to talk about items for our upcoming online-only auction ending next Wednesday. A 2018 Case IH 310 Magnum Tractor, 2018 Case IH LB33 4P XL Large Square Baler, 2018 Case IH DC133 Disc Bind Myers Chopper Boxes Ford 5000 Diesel Tractor, Gale Chopper with a two-row narrow cornhead, Heston Model 3996 14-wheel rake in excellent condition. Go to www.tibbsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Roseanne Cash and the 7-Year Ache. It's going around, I guess. It's 6:24. We'll check news, weather, and sports today at 6:30. And get ready for lots of things talking about the upcoming weekend, including Muscadet's Grand Mushroom Festival, which is Saturday. Many things going on. In fact, we'll be talking about that during our morning show. Get together today and kind of setting the stage and getting you ready for some things to see and do in Muscadet. And maybe you're out there finding the mushrooms. I haven't had a report lately, but I know early on I did as well. So I'm guessing some of the hunters are keeping it to themselves. You know, kind of that secret. Don't want to let anybody know where they're finding them.
Congratulations to the seniors of Weston High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. Congratulations from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, and by WCCU Credit Union.
We don't like to go out shopping. We don't care what's on sale. We just want to sit with a bag full of chips watching the NFL. When you come over at halftime and say, does this dress fit too tight? We just look you in the eye with a big fat lie and say, looks just right. Well, that's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about us. We like to hunt and golf on our days off, scratch and spit and cuss. And no matter what line we hand you, when we come dragging in, we ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen again. We hate watching Steel Magnolias. We like Rambo and Die Hard 4.
Jump up and down like fools when we see the new tool
at the Home Depot store.
We don't really want to take you to dinner at some fancy restaurant.
The only reason we do is cause we know it leads to the one thing that we all want.
Well, that's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about guys. We'd rather pick guitars and work on cars
than work on the problems in our lives. I know we might say it to you every now and then.
We ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen again.
But if you wanna know what we're all thinking, nothing too complex. It's just something cold for drinking and a whole lot of SES.
That's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about us. We like to hunt and golf and drive around lost,
scratch and spit and a whole lot of other disgusting stuff.
And no matter what line we give you, when we come crawling in, gonna happen again. We ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen. Sure, it's gonna happen. You know it's gonna happen again.
And that's the truth about men.
Tracy Byrd and friends on WRCO and the truth about men. Well, good to have you along this morning on WRCO radio. A little bit of a breeze out there. North winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. And we're at 53 degrees today. So not too bad to get it started here today. A reminder, Christ Lutheran Church's churchwide rummage sale in Spring Green will be held this Thursday through Saturday. Hours Thursday and Friday, 7:30 to 2:30. Saturday from 7:30 until noon. And don't forget, the Walk with Grace kickoff will be held Thursday at the Richland Center Community Center, featuring a pancake supper from 4:30 until 7 and a short explanation of the team packet at 6. Team registration, $150. All are encouraged to attend. A free will offering will be accepted for the pancake supper.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
News Time today is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy, a bit breezy, a wind between 10 and 15 out of the east-northeast could be happening later on today, and we'll reach around 66. It is 53 degrees.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. State Senate Republicans will override several vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers today. Those include a bill Evers vetoed that would have allowed for allocation of $125 million in funding for PFAS remediation. At the Capitol on Monday, State Senator Howard Markline said that it is an important issue for Republicans who are committed to getting this money out the door. Senate Republicans have a two-thirds majority needed to override the vetoes and will also act to release $15 million in grants for Chippewa Valley hospitals and several other bills Evers vetoed. It's unclear when or if the assembly will act. Republicans in that chamber are two votes short of what they need to override. Ballot drop boxes may be back in Wisconsin elections. The 4-3 liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court appears willing to overturn a ruling restricting their use. That decision was handed down in 2022 when conservative justices held a 4-3 majority on the court. That ruling allowed for the boxes to only be located in clerks' offices. Wisconsin Elections Commission approved their expanded use during the COVID pandemic in 2020. During oral arguments Monday in a suit filed to challenge the original ruling, liberal justices seemed inclined to believe a mistake was made. They said state law is silent on specifics about drop boxes and dismissed claims that the boxes had led to fraud. Governor Tony Evers is once again suing the Wisconsin State Legislature. The governor is making the move over what he calls a refusal to release a critical investment aimed at improving K-12 student literacy. According to Evers, the move comes as Republican lawmakers on the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee are refusing to release nearly $200 million in already approved investments, including nearly $50 million to help improve K-12 student reading outcomes. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans blame Evers for critical funding not being released. Republican legislators concluded legislative business for the 2024 calendar year in March, but the state Senate has scheduled a session today to override several of Evers' vetoes. Mike Gallagher has a new job with the Wisconsin venture capital firm, Green Bay-based Titletown Tech, names Gallagher as a senior strategic advisor less than a month after his early departure from Congress, where he'd represented Wisconsin's 8th District since 2017. The Green Bay Packers and Microsoft launched Titletown Tech in 2019. Since then, the firm has raised $95 million to invest in early-stage startups with high growth potential. The Richland School Board made financial decisions at last night's board meeting to move forward with capital improvements. Kevin Mullen of Baird Public Finance presented a plan of finance to sell the bonds related to the upgrades approved through the referendum passed last month. Prior to the current market, only five periods in the past 33 years of reliable municipal market data have been periods that consisted of a market condition when the federal funds rate was higher than the cost of borrowing at the 20-year AAA municipal benchmark. Although interest rates on long-term borrowings are up over the past few years, there is the ability to earn at a rate subject to IRS restriction above the cost of borrowing. The goals of a financing plan are the debt referendum target of 1.10 to minimize the interest cost and interest rate risk and to maximize investment earnings. Mullen suggested getting a bond rating from Moody's. The district is currently rated A1 by Moody's. The goal is to maintain A1 or better. He suggested two phases. Phase one would be $15 million in general obligation promissory notes to begin investing funds early, maximizing the investment earnings, and to maximize pricing flexibility for market access. Phase two would be general obligation notes. This would be done by issuing the remaining referendum authority for borrowing planned in early 2025. This would provide flexibility with timing and debt payment levy targets. Dr. Sherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Assessment, reported that some staff were using Google Classroom while others used Schoolology. Parents and students stated it became an issue when one class used one learning management system while another was using another. After getting input, it was decided to have everyone use Schoolology as the only learning management system in the district. The first reading for a new policy of the naming of district facilities was held with a change to the original policy presented as members of the public were worried that Avitus Rip Field would essentially be renamed. The change included the phrase, any naming rights in effect as of January 1st of 2024 within the Richland School District shall be grandfathered in and subject to expiration on December 31st, 2056, unless terminated earlier or extended as per the terms outlined in the policy. The No Labels Party will not appear on Wisconsin ballots this fall. The No Labels movement has failed to find a candidate for president. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will meet today and take up a request by No Labels to be removed. That's even though the group turned in more than twice the number of valid signatures to get on the ballot. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics will host the Healthy Hustle, a 1 mile and 5K walk run this evening as a part of Healthcare Week. The stroller-friendly course will begin at the Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital Bluff Street Terrace. Registration begins at 5:30. The race kicks off at 6. There is no fee to be a part of that. There will also be health and wellness offerings and concessions available on the Bluff Street Terrace as well. And also auditions get underway for The Music Man. That's going on tonight. They'll be putting it on this summer in Richland Center. You're encouraged to audition for The Music Man tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at the Richland Center City Auditorium. No experience is needed to try out for the show.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 66, partly to mostly cloudy and a bit breezy. East to northeast winds at 10 to 15. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, a low of 42. Sunshine Wednesday and 71 degrees. 59 was the midnight reading. We are down from that. That's after a nice, comfortable high yesterday with a trace of precipitation during the afternoon. It was 72 on Monday. Right now it is 53 degrees.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll take a look at the busy high school schedule coming up.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
There's high school track action tonight. Conference meets at River Valley High School as they host the Southwest. The Scenic Bluffs meet is at Royal, and Ridge and Valley will compete at Kickapoo today. Last night, the SWAL conference meet was hosted by Fenimore. Fenimore won the team rankings for both the girls and boys teams last evening. Riverdale's Tim Bailey was a conference champion in the 100 and 200, and Dietrich Buchholz was a champion in the high jump as well. Riverdale had a conference champion 4x1 relay team. Noah Arrington, Dietrich Buchholz, Drayton Deglow, and Tim Bailey ran that for the Chieftains. Bosquel with a 4x2 relay team that was first. Tucker Schmidt-Cox, Gabe Davis, Cameron Hogan, and Cooper Leffler all running that for the Bulldogs last night. And a first place finish for Cameron Hogan in the pole vault, leading the Bulldogs. Nora Gilson first in the 800 run last night. Olivia Meese of Riverdale finished second. 1 and 2 in the conference there. It was Aaliyah Kleesner finishing first in the 16 and 3,200 runs for Bosquel. Gretchen Buchholz of Riverdale was a conference champion in the 100-meter hurdles in action last night held at Fenimore, the SWAL conference track meet. River Valley won a Southwest Conference baseball game over Richland Center 6-0. The game was a makeup from last week, and the Blackhawks avenged a 14-4 loss to Richland Center earlier in the season. On senior night, the Blackhawks were led by their two seniors. Logan Willis went 2 for 3 at the plate, and Daniel Yonke was the winning pitcher. He threw a great game as he struck out 13, walked 1, and gave up just 2 Hornet hits. Wes Bosworth and Jacob McDonald each had hits. McDonald pitched into the 4th inning and gave up 4 hits and walked 5. Thomas Hohner finished the game and struck out 1 while yielding 2 hits. Griffin Sprecher and Caden Plumley each scored twice for River Valley. Chase Gilbertson had an RBI and a walk. Jaden Gauger was 1 for 2 with a walk, and Keegan Heiser 1 for 1 for the Blackhawks. Lancaster 8-5 over Southwestern, and Cuba City beat Dodgeville 6-5 in baseball. Viroqua with an 11-1 win over Black River Falls. Aquinas beat Viroqua 10-0 as the teams played twice last night. New Lisbon 11-5 over Nisida as well. In softball action, it was Dodgeville getting the win 14-0 over Richland Center in 5 innings. Bosquel 5-0 over Southwestern. Fenimore took 2 from Darlington, 17-0 and 13-1. Prairie du Chien 13 and Platteville 3. Wazika Steuben 12-0 over Seneca. DeSoto 13-2 over North Crawford in softball. Baseball coming up tonight. Riverdale is home against Darlington, 4:30 first pitch time this evening in SWAL play. River Valley plays a doubleheader with Platteville tonight, and also Prairie du Chien plays at River Valley in softball. Baseball action for Richland Center. They're at Prairie du Chien tonight, while the Hornets softball team takes on Viroqua. The Hornets soccer team will be taking on River Valley at Richland Center High School. Ithaca with a game at DeSoto tonight, and at Stoddard. That's baseball and softball in the Region Valley for the Bulldogs. And Weston will be home against Lafarge. A quality start isn't always a winning start. Even though Colin Ray met the requirements of allowing three or fewer runs in six or more innings, the Brewers still lost Monday's game 8-6. Milwaukee fell behind by 5 runs, then closed within 7-6 after scoring 4 times in the bottom of the 8th. Ray took the loss, the second in a row for his team. Jake Bowers hit his 4th home run. Joe Ross starts today's game between the two teams. Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to Atlanta 2-0, Philadelphia 5-4 over the Mets, Colorado 5, San Diego 4, the Dodgers 6-4 over San Francisco, Arizona 6, and Cincinnati 5, Washington and the White Sox postponed, Detroit 6-5 over Miami, St. Louis 10, and the Angels 5. The University of Wisconsin has announced the Badgers' September 4th game at Camp Randall against Alabama will have an 11 a.m. kickoff. For the first time in 18 years, Nick Saban won't be walking the Crimson Tide side. Sidelines. Kalen Dober is going to be the new head coach. The date and times were announced on Monday. The game is the first of a home and home series between the two football programs. Alabama won 6 national titles under Saban's leadership. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters A.J. Dillon could be more of a movable piece and not be restricted to just running the ball. Based on that, speculation centers on the powerful Dillon taking the place of Josiah DeGora as the offense's H-back. Dillon's ability to break tackles makes him a solid choice for the position. The additions of Josh Jacobs and rookie Marshawn Lloyd in the backfield may mean this is a way to keep the formerly number 2 option at running back as an active contributor on offense. That's a look at sport headlines on a Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no obligation, free 1 week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could
swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on the bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes. My truck.
To the seniors of Eagle High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Wishing you the best from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, WCCU Credit Union, and by Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
It's a hard living, tail kicking trip that we're all on, but I'm betting we can find a little sunshine in the night. It's back-breaking, soul-taking road we walk so. Make a little, generate a little, maybe even make the world a better place a little. We can turtle dove, Dixieland alive. You know it can't be wrong when it feels so right. It all comes down to you and me, girl. There's just not enough love in the world. So we should make a little, and make a little more tonight. It's a car punching, cash crunching, laying it all out. A little. We can turtle dove, Dixieland alive. You know it can't be wrong when it feels so right. It all comes down to you and me, girl. There's just not enough love in the world. So we should make a little, let's make a little more. Make a little, consummate a little, maybe even make the world a better place a little. We can turtle dove, Dixieland alive. No, it can be wrong when it feels so right. It all comes down to you and me, girl. There's just not enough love in the world. So we should make a little, and make a little more. We should make a little, and make a little more. We should make a little, and make a little more.
The group Midland on WRCO Radio. Good morning. 6 minutes before seven. Today is the Stars and Stripes Forever Day. It's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. National Brioche Day as well on the 14th of May.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from May the 13th. We had 301 head today. 19 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 155 to 165. Choice Holstein steers, 144 to 154. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 143 and down. 71 head of cows a day. The top 20% bring 126 to 140, the middle 60% 115 to 125, and the bottom 20% 114 and down. Five bulls a day, most bulls 134 to 145. We had 201 head of calves a day. Top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 570 to 690, quality Holstein heifer calves 480 and down, quality beef calves 200 to 970, and the light pork quality calves $150 a down. And don't forget, our next feeder sale is in 2 weeks. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The next clue in the Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt is coming up next hour. We'll give you a clue so you can say, I have a clue today. Oh, that's next hour around 7:15. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, a bit breezy, and a high of 66. East and northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour expected. It's mentioned it is Dance Like a Chicken Day, so have at it. Oh, whew, big finish there. Dance Like a Chicken Day. I think Henry Bray laid an egg during that one. Anyway,